Welcome back to another Summer Shorts. Wearing shorts with the summer lads from GQHQPQ. We're all wearing shorts.
Make sure you've got your shorts on too.
Please. Yes. It's a shorts podcast. I'm really sad. You know, Let's Get Comfortable. They don't record at the moment, which is John Beebe's podcast. He was on our podcast a while back. Mm-hmm. But what they used to do is at the start of their podcast, they'll just take their trousers off. That was sort of how they...
Yeah,
that was their thing that they did. It's like, yeah, I can get on board with that.
Imagine the meeting is like, okay, on three, let's all say something that makes us feel really comfortable. One, two, three, pants off.
Yeah. But I'm not suggesting that, but we all are exposing the calf, so.
Aren't we?
Yep. It's summer.
That's my line when I say to people, because why I wear shorts all the time, pretty much all the time. I wear shorts mostly all the time. And it's because I have great calves. That's what I say to people. Yeah, don't want to deny people seeing these calves.
Flaunt what your mama gave you.
I would say it's my best feature. Oh. Outside my personality, obviously.
Okay.
Because clearly that's the best feature I have.
Fair enough. We still got the sirens. They won't be missed.
They're definitely something we're going to have forever.
Fashion police.
Yeah.
Joys of calf. Calf freedom.
Calf freedom. And today's about travel.
Oh yeah, today is about travel.
We're talking about travel today. Whether you're in a fire truck.
Louis's got a story about buses again.
Excited for that.
I feel like it needs its own segment, like intro these days. Like its own tune.
All right, I'll try and G something up.
It's like, you know, like you have like Fireman Sam and Bob the Builder, and it's like Louis the Bus Rider.
I like it.
Yeah.
Bad superhero, but a good segment.
Oh, turns up on very scheduled times, but only when it's coming.
Yeah. Okay. But what's your bus story, Louis?
I was on the bus this morning coming to work. There was there's a woman sitting right at the front upstairs. I'm going to presume she was a tourist. She looked a bit touristy.
Okay.
And then over the course of the half an hour in the bus together, she just got up and tried all these different seats.
Yes, I love that.
So she was right at the front, and then she moved a few seats back and sort of leaned back, you know.
Yeah.
Hands behind the head, a bit relaxed. And then she got up and went a bit further back and looked out the window and then went a bit further back and sat in a different seat.
Oh, wow.
And it was great.
They're like aisle changes? Like from?
No, it was all one aisle. It was all on one side.
All on the same side?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
and that's
I quite like
that. Just a new way to enjoy the bus.
An experience.
We discussed this before, but just interpret it as a tourist and you get more out of it. Same as the hoodies.
Yeah.
Now we're moving on to travel.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I like that.
Yeah. I do quite like a sort of little bus change throughout, you know? That seems fair.
I always get confused over if it's quite a full bus and you have to sit next to someone and then a free seat opens up.
Does it feel rude to go?
No.
Okay. I had a similar awkward moment last week. The bus was busy and the water bottle fell out my bag and just rolled. And I was like, I'm not going to crawl around the floor.
It's gone.
And then later...
Wait, water bottle as in like
this,
the one
this
you've
like got? A, like a canteen. I just heard it roll. It's like, right, okay, that could be anywhere. And then...
How busy was the bus?
Sorry. When it rolled, it was busy. There were people sitting side by side. There wasn't many spare seats.
Right.
And I was like, okay, cool. Well, that might turn up. I don't know. I'm not going to stress about it. And then I got off and it just rolled back.
To where you were?
Pretty much, yeah. I was getting off and I was just like, oh, there it is.
Wow.
The bus.
It seems like a planned like trick shot.
Yeah. Well, no one was around. I mean, people must have thought I just stole a random water bottle because I don't know how many people were there for the backstory.
Right.
I didn't explain to anyone. This
so
was
you,
mine.
You didn't announce that, did you?
No. I lost this a while ago.
So this is a few stops later.
Oh, this is, yeah, like 25 minutes later.
Oh, wow.
You know what that's got the energy of? It's when you forget your keys and you do that a feign kind of, oh, like... And so if you're going to turn around in the street, it's like you can't just turn around the street without some kind of action or acting, you know? It's like, what, did you walk down the thing and make it look really like it's yours? It's like, definitely.
That's got my name on it.
Yeah. Oh, this is, I lost this earlier. Yeah.
It would have been worse if it was like a like a soft drink bottle or something.
Just, oh, that would be so bad.
Who's this guy?
Sprite bottle just rolling around. Oh, I'll take this.
Not what you think it is. Unless you think it's mine, then it's exactly what you think it is. Yeah, right. Well, that's fun.
Isn't it? In the bus.
The bus. The percentage game. These questions have been put to our in real life pub quizzes, and we have to guess the percentage of teams that got each one correct.
Okay, we've got three questions to go through. Most points wins, closest to gets the points. Question one, into which sea does the Jordan River flow, the River Jordan? Into which sea?
The Red Sea? The Red Sea. The Mediterranean. The Jordan River.
Yeah, the Jordan River.
The Med.
The Meg.
I don't know what the answer. I'm so bad with these kind of things.
Geography's bad enough, let alone aqua geography.
Aqua geography.
Hydrography.
Aqua geography. I'm not here to study land geography. I'm here to study aqua geography, please.
I'm not a landy.
I bet they have a different name. Maritime geography, I think that would be called.
That's probably it. Mediterranean. Where's the Aegean Sea?
Greece. I'd have thought.
Okay.
It's one of those ones that's real small.
Aegean Sea. Mediterranean.
Mediterranean.
No.
The Red Sea.
No.
Dead Caspian.
Sea. Dead Sea.
Dead Sea.
I kind of never remember between the Red and the Dead Sea.
Starts in the north, flows through the Sea of Galilee, then on to the Dead Sea.
Flows through?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's got little signs letting it through.
The Israelites crossed it into the Promised Land.
Is that the one that Moses stopped from happening? Like, yeah. Stopped the flow for a while.
Sure. And then Jesus was baptized in it.
I thought he was baptized in the Sea of Galilee.
Maybe in the Jordan River part.
Yeah. Very clear, distinct line.
Yeah, the answer is the Dead Sea. What percentage of teams got it correct? Oh. Did you get it correct at home? Waiting.
Answer me.
What percentage of teams know their sort of Middle Eastern geography or Bible stuff?
I'd say I know Bible stuff quite well, but I don't really think so. Bad with that kind of stuff.
Right, 3, 2, 1, turn. Right. So, Goose, you've said
55%.
55. Scott, you've said
45%.
45%. One of you is 2% away.
I have 10% more faith in the audience.
So, a 45, a 55. This one came out at 57%.
Whoa. Yes.
All right.
2 points to Goose, 1 point to Scott for that one.
Strong start as per last week.
Thank you.
But if that pattern was anything to go by.
Keeping the transport theme going, and this will link, I think, to another story that Luri wants to tell. I know Lou will always want to tell this story. I'm a big fan of the tram and cycling. These two things to combine, well, not combined, but I like both.
Cycling on a tram.
Hanging on the back of the tram with your bike.
Drafting. That's what I do behind the tram. I was cycling the other night. My new favorite thing is when cars drive into the cycle box to turn, especially if they have the window open, and say, "I really like your bike. Where'd you get it?" And then they look angry. And I go, "It's a real shame that you're angry about something you've done wrong." Definitely done wrong. They're like, you know, the lights, you know, and you're stopped.
Yeah.
Because my favorite thing,
saying that
sorry,
to them.
Sorry.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on my bike.
Yes.
Other people just saying, I like your bike.
And it's like, why would they be angry at like complimenting your bike?
I wouldn't often do it when I turn up and there's a car in it already, because often what the situation will be is like someone's not knowing what lane they were in or something like that, and they've pulled across. I'm sort of like, fine, whatever, that doesn't matter too much. It's when I'm in the box and a car pulls and comes up next to me as I'm in the cycle box, and it's like, this is here for my safety and you're not meant to be in here. And so I like saying it then, and I did it the other day, and this guy threw his hands in the air and then just turned away. And I was like, well, not the car, sorry, his head. And I found the whole interaction really funny, because it was like, I mean, you know you've done something wrong. All you have to just do is turn and be like, sorry, like, whatever. Yeah. So,
I'll not do it again.
Yeah. And it's, no problem. But it was just the fact that then my feeling towards this guy was to be like, let's get more sarcastic here. And it's like, where'd you get the wheels from? Like,
ramp this
four
up.
Wheels on a bike. It seems very odd. And so, and the lights took ages to change, and I was still, and there was people on the pavement laughing. So I was like, well, this is carrying on for a while. But my feeling is always that there's not many, there's not many people that are going to get out of the car who are genuinely bigger than me. And so then no one's going to get out of the car in that situation. Who's going to get out of the car and be like, you know what? Let's have a fight over you being correct about what you're saying. So wow. I quite enjoy it as a thing, but I've been enjoying the tram as well recently. And I know that Louis had an altercation with a tram.
Oh, this story. I don't love saying the story.
You don't like seeing it?
I don't love it, but it's fine.
Why? Is it because something went badly?
Well, I enjoy the tram.
Me too. We've got the tram that's open now across the whole city.
I've been on the tram once.
Once?
Yeah.
Where from?
From where we used to do a quiz out near, I can't remember what the area is.
Ratho.
No. Phillies.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I called it the wrong way home.
So you went to the airport?
I got it to the, what's it called?
Edinburgh Park, I think we were the next stop.
The, well, the shopping centre.
The Guile.
And then I got off and then I jumped back on the one coming the right way. And then the ticket person's like, oh, you got a ticket? I was like, I'm so sorry. It's my first time on the tram. I went the wrong way. Is that okay? They're like, yeah, that's fine.
We get people crying on the tram all the time.
She was really sweet.
I just think the tram is so nice, and like if we go to Murrayfield to get it, we can walk there in about like less than sort of 10 minutes, and I get it often because it's faster that than getting the bus.
Yeah,
because Haymarket's been an absolute nightmare for so long.
Yeah, because of those trams.
And that's the big building work that's going on there at the moment. It's constantly a nightmare, and so then running to get the tram is better because, and you also know the tram is basically like green lights the whole way, just going.
Yeah,
if it's going,
it's like it's a priority.
Yeah, it's getting there. So I do enjoy the tram a lot, and now, but I'm not taking it anything further than what's now like the new bit that's open. So I want to.
You can try the tram slam.
What's the tram slam?
It's like the sub crawl, but on a tram.
Uh-huh. Oh, I definitely want to do that.
Get off and go to a pub nearby, then. Back on, next stop.
That would be a fantastic podcast day. Should we do that in September when we finish the Fringe?
Trams. It depends where you start.
Yeah?
We'd obviously start at the airport. No, what we should do is we should do it to the airport and then go and fly somewhere.
Just go our separate ways.
We just have to book a ticket when you get to the airport, wherever the closest one, wherever the first flight is.
How many stops are there on the tram?
Now, I think there was only about 12 or something before. Oh. Maybe more.
Now it goes all the way down to New Haven.
So there probably is about 30 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
It's quite a big extension they've put onto it. In fact, the extension, I suppose all the way to the airport is quite far. But it is a big extension in the city.
Yeah. Well, people on Leith Road will be happy with that.
Mm. Leith Road?
Yeah,
that's the one.
23 stops from New Haven all the way to the airport. So you can cut out a few probably at the start.
I can't have 23 pints.
No, do halves.
I can't have 11 and a half pints.
And also, I don't think you could do a drink at some of them because you're nowhere near a pub.
Get a Sainsbury's, grab a bag of cans.
The can slam.
I feel like that feels
tram
worse.
Can slam.
I'd also like to do it the airport direction because that's me then going home as opposed to then just being in New Haven and being like quite far away from home now. And then it would be the sad sort of reality of I'll get back on the tram then.
Hey, we kicked you off.
Okay, get in your diary. We can do it. All of us.
Tram slam.
Tram slam 23.
All the listeners.
It's the Fringe celebration.
Oh, that'd be so much fun with listeners.
Yeah.
Question two, which country is home to the football club Benfica?
I don't know these things.
So which country is home to the football club Benfica?
Is it Portugal?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I have.
Was that a question, Scott?
I think so.
I was going to say Spain, and then I was like, I don't think it's Spain. I think it's Portugal. Portugal. Ecuador fits any country. You know that song, Ecuador by Sash. Just feel like every time you say any country name, it could just be that. Like that's how. I wish Sash had released that song in different countries with a different name in it each one. So then, when people are like, "Oh, you know that song, Portugal," it's like, No? It's like, you know, the song, Portugal.
Oh,
like,
no, we call it South Africa here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we call it Democratic Republic of Congo. Yeah. it's not as catchy. It wasn't as big here.
Yeah, it kind of flopped a little bit.
I think Portugal.
Yeah. Correct.
Portugal.
Lisbon.
Lisboa.
Right.
Portugal.
Okay.
What percentage of teams know their Portuguese football, their Primeira Liga? Is it Primeira Liga? I think so.
Yeah. Oh, you should know this stuff.
It is. Again, crunch time already in question two. The short format.
I know.
Really amps up the tension. 3, 2, 1, go. Right, so Goose, you've said
74%.
And Scott?
64%.
64. Again, 10 between you. 10. You're in the same frequency almost.
Mm. Yeah, we're vibing, but just not quite.
So it's 64, 74. This one came out at 85%.
Oh, yes.
Almost 10 ahead of
you. Yeah, yeah. It's over, done.
Oh, it's good. It's good to have that final question just in the bag of like, yeah, just let it run.
Do we just finish there? Do we just
wrap it up?
No. I'd like to see if I can do the three-peat.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Get the clean sweep on a whatchamacallit? Shorts. Summer shorts.
Yeah. I just wish I had a transport tail.
Don't have one. What happened to your scooter?
Oh, I've still got it.
Do you use it at all?
Nah. I think I'm nudging the weight limit on it.
I still think that's one of my favorite videos that ever came out of any of lockdown or anything, was you and your scooter and your beard splitting in the middle and going over your shoulders and waving in the wind.
Yeah, yeah. I might get it out. I mean, I got it and people gave me shit for getting it. Now everyone's riding scooters.
Yeah. I saw the other day, here's a good transport story then. I saw, you know, people have got like all their whatchamacallit, electric scooters.
Yeah.
Some of them are really fast.
E-scooters, yeah.
And I saw a guy on it with like full knee pads and elbow pads and a helmet. First. But he was absolutely tearing along the road. I was like, yeah. I sort of don't understand what, like, there feels like there's something wrong there. So he was fully kitted out with like...
in a suit.
It's like, you know when you see stuntmen going to do like a really serious stunt?
Yeah.
It looked like that. It's like, why are you... like, if you're that nervous about falling off something that's clearly wild dangerous, especially in the potholes of Edinburgh on such tiny wheels, don't do that. don't do...
Nah, I think it's just safety. I think it's responsible.
There's a level to safety where when you're having to pull on like a wetsuit before you go.
What do you feel like? I'm going to be zooming.
A scooter's meant to be like you jump on and go.
Yeah.
So in my mind, it's sort of like you want to try and that be as easy as possible. But if your scooter goes at 30 miles an hour, then just buy a bike. Buy a motorbike.
No, I get it. You wouldn't get it.
It's a scooter thing.
I am. I told my boss when I worked in the hostel that I've been looking for a scooter. And he's like, oh, my daughter's got one if you want it. And I was like, it was like a metal razor one. I was like, oh, yeah, cool. And then he brought it and turns out it was a Barbie one. So I was like, oh, that's quite pink. So I tried to paint it black. And I used to scoot between Coburn Street and like Dean Village.
I imagine it scooped back because it's a very different type of hill on the way back.
It is. But I used to, yeah, I quite enjoyed it, except when it was raining because the pavement's very slippery.
Extremely.
And I remember I stopped at the shops once and I got a baguette and I was hanging out of my backpack and I was scooting down towards Belford. And there was one of those, you know, when they like, when there's an issue with the pavement or something, and they put one of those yellow plastic.
Yeah.
To be like, you can walk over this.
You do a sick jump.
Ah, I thought I was going to.
Just catch a wheel.
Yeah. The bottom got caught and I come a gutser and just flew and then the baguette.
No.
Flew even further and broke in half.
No.
And then someone in their car just drove past and went, doot, doot. I'm fine. And luckily it was a little bit wet, so I just slid on the concrete. So
might have come to a halting stop in your face.
Yeah.
Oh, but the embarrassment, the shame, you bet you popped up from that pretty quick.
Ah, it was dark, I think.
Oh, right.
It's all right. That's never going to see those people again.
Late night baguette.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't even dust it off.
Indie band right there.
Late night broken baguette. This is a big shout out to all the Patreons that support the fundraising wing. Stephen Lamb, Gatho, Catherine Andrews, Russ Kirk, the Canadian half of Huguelet Goose, Luddite 16, Susie Pope, Joe Williams, Rachel Alexander, Howl Owl, Shara Gatari, Icy Canuck, Joanna MUFC fan, and the other Patreons who have chosen to remain anonymous. We love you all and are grateful for your involvement. If you want to support us helping provide charities with free fundraising quizzes, please visit patreon.com/goosesquizzes for more information.
Question three, which TV show featured characters such as Liz Lemon, Tracy Jordan, and Jenna Maroney? So question three, which TV show featured characters such as Liz Lemon, Tracy Jordan, and Jenna Maroney?
Doth one know?
Yeah.
Me too. What, on three?
Yeah.
How about on 30?
Okay.
30 Rock.
30 Rock.
There we go. Oh,
missed it again. I see what we did.
30 Rock.
Yes.
We say 30 Rock.
30 Rock is correct.
30.
A show that I used to watch a lot of and then didn't after a while. I thought it was funny, though.
It's great. Yeah. It's had a big resurgence on Twitter.
Has it?
How come?
Just people, there was lots of threads going around, people sharing their favorite 30 Rock moments, and a lot of them are just so funny without context.
Just I haven't seen much of it. But
you've not seen it all?
Yeah, nah.
Oh, I'll give you the DVDs.
I just wasn't a big fan of, what's his name? The boss?
Alec Baldwin.
Baldwin, yeah. Just never really been a fan of him.
He plays a certain character in it.
He does.
Which is quite, he plays it well, the character in 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd give it a go.
Tina Fey writes it. As does Donald Glover is on it, right? Yeah. As a writing staff. Yeah. Which I find...
Oh, no. Tina Fey, absolutely hilarious.
I just can't get over it. Who were we talking to? There was someone... I can't... Oh, it was at the stag party. It was at the weekend.
Right, we weren't there.
No. And someone said that their favorite film was Mean Girls. And some of the guys started like cheering a bit. And I was like, no, Mean Girls is probably one of the best films of all time. Like, it's such a good film. It's one of the... It holds together as a film almost perfectly.
Also one I haven't seen in a long time.
I thought you were about to say, haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
And that'd be one of those ones that would be, I wouldn't even be like, fine, don't watch it. You're missing out on something amazing.
We can have a Tina Fey party.
Yeah. I think we call it a Tina Fate.
Oh, nice. What percentage of teams know 30 Rock from three names. Big characters?
All right.
For the clean sweep or some salvation?
Okay, I'm good.
3, 2, 1, go. All right, okay.
Can you say out loud what your number is, Scott? Because this feels like whatever you've gone for, it could be different.
Goose, you've said
69%.
And Scott?
82.
Oh, right, that's what that is.
Yeah. Looks
it,
like,
was, it was a 7, but I didn't have time to.
It looks like you've done 8Z.
It looks like it could be 8%.
Wow.
It's supposed to be 82. 82, 82.
I went for the customary 69% because the question doesn't mean anything to me, but I wanted to say it right down. Oh,
hear that, listeners.
Doesn't mean hear anything that, listeners. To
until I win.
Clip then. That. 69 and 82. Does it mean something for you, Scott?
Yeah. Redemption.
Well, it shouldn't because you're further away. This one came out 49%. So Goose is only 20 away. Scott's 33 away.
Ah, the clean sweep. It's tough. Sorry, Scott.
That's fine.
Genuinely looks sad about it.
That's one all in the short series.
See how much I care, listeners.
However, I did think those percentages came out a lot more accurately. Like they felt more right to the questions. We've had a few for a few weeks. The percentages come out, and I genuinely am like, nope, there's something. I've gone and checked the system afterwards. Ooh. To make sure it's not like broken.
Wow. Are you that sort of loser, Scott?
Nah, I accept it. I trust you. I trust you and the people.
Something must be wrong.
There was a few in a row that I was like, no, this can't be right. But that is the shorts. That's our summer shorts in the podcast.
Summer shorts.
A lot less going on at the start and the end, but we'll happily chat and tell some stories. But give us some chat. Let us know what you're up to.
Get in touch.
Yeah.
Say g'day.
And we'll say hey. So enjoy your week, and we'll see you all again next week for some more summer shorts.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.